Coast, KO4HKX. How are you this afternoon, Russell?
Frog here, Sprint Three Ways. How about yourself, Patrick?
I'm about the same. Let's just put it that way. I'm waiting on another distributor to get here. I got one stop left, and I'm heading up the mountain.
Got materials for a job tomorrow, and a big old box of Bojangles chicken, and I'm going home to stuff my face.
Where's my invite?
You know, Mama had to have surgery on her toe Monday, and she's been a little under the weather since, so I'm taking care of dinner, and this is the quickest way I can do it this afternoon. So you might not want to come around too often with her not feeling too good.
That'd probably be the same boat. Either that or I'd be finding something to throw on a grill real quick.
And I've done the grill a couple of times this week, and I just happened to be down here in Greer picking up materials for tomorrow, and said I'll just go ahead and grab some Bojangles, and we'll have us a chicken and sides for dinner.
That, they got pretty good fried chicken.
It's good as Mama makes, but, you know, it's pretty good.
As good as Mama makes?
Look, my girl can cook. Boy, she can cook. That's why I weigh more now than I did when I got married.
A lot of us have that problem.
It's one of two things. It's either her good cooking or me being lazy. And I'm going to go with her good cooking because the other one makes me sound bad.
What's the first rule in admitting you have a problem?
Say I didn't have a problem. I'm just trying to lean more toward her good cooking because that's the true fact of it. It's good, so I eat a lot of it.
You mean, but I'll tell you what, since it's just me and the wife at the house, it's hard to cook for just two people. And then she don't get in till late, and I get in late. A lot of times, I just don't even eat supper anymore.
Got that. I mean, times change, so I seem to be leaving a little bit earlier in the afternoons coming home when I got stuff to do. But, yeah, it's like us. I mean, it's just the two of us, but fortunately enough, she'll sit down and plan out a menu, and she'll make enough for tonight that I can take for lunch tomorrow, and she can have lunch tomorrow, and we kind of make two meals out of one, and that works out pretty good most of the time.
I wish I was in a position to do that, but it's hard to eat food like that and drive down the road. That's why I'm usually eating a cold ham and cheese sandwich or a bologna and cheese sandwich.
I've seen that big fancy truck. You can put a microwave in there.
In there, I just can't eat the food while I'm going down the road, and I don't have time to stop in between all of them and eat a lot of days.
Yeah, it's like they say, no rest for the weary and no rest for the wicked, and I'm definitely more weary than I am wicked, though you are too.
Roger that, that's for sure.
Speaking of work, how's things going in the new truck? You've been in it for a little while now, getting everything situated. Is everything going good for you?
Pretty good right now. The only problem I'm really having is getting supplies in. It's just hard to get stuff in back into stock. So I don't know what I'm going to do. And then got notification today from one of my vendors, other than not Matco, but outside vendor that I use, that the first of the year they're going up on their prices, and it didn't even mention how much.
Wouldn't surprise me. It seems like right now everything's going up, and it's getting harder to come by. I was in picking up electrical supplies here a couple of days ago, and I couldn't get any conduit size I needed, couldn't get any LMBs I needed. I kind of had to back up and punt and piece together what I could with what was available so I could get a job done.
Comment. Hey, Chief FM Rob, and I'm over in Greenville today. Yeah, the Lowe's there in Gaffney, South Carolina, they have no Schedule 40. Anything above a half inch, they haven't had it for a month.
Surprised me. I have to bounce back and forth between electrical supply house and Lowe's and Home Depot to find stuff I need. It's gotten to the point now, I just don't even look at price. If they got it, I got to get it. And I just have to pass it along to the customer, I guess. I mean, I hate to do it, but I usually try to shop my stuff around and do the best I can do for my customers, but tickets are slim.
Same here. I'm having to just hunt and find what I can get tool-wise for guys to get them the job. So, I mean, that's crazy right now.
Speaking of tools, Patrick, look into something when you get a chance and you sitting doing nothing, you know. I know you have plenty of those opportunities, but check out a company called Top Don, T-O-P-D-O-N. They make some automotive scanners. I got one of them in the mail the other day and been playing around with it. It seems to be pretty good.
To check that out, and it was Top Don, D-O-N.
Top like top of the mountain and Don like the man.
Have to check into that.
Well, a little bit I've played around with it. I'm relatively impressed. I mean, coming from using a Snap-on scanner and then an original Chrysler equipment diagnostics, I'm pretty impressed. I have to say, for the price point and what it does, it's kind of interesting.
Right now, you just have to take what you can get on stuff, just like you were saying earlier. You can't be choosy about some things anymore. We went and done some Christmas shopping this weekend for the angel tree at the elementary school where my wife works, and trying to find some of the stuff that they were asking for and needed and this, that, and the other. It was tough.
We done a Walmart pickup order. Well, I take that back. My wife did a Walmart pickup order, and I went and picked it up, and that was the thing. I mean, she was going through the list just telling me everything that they didn't have and that we were going to have to source somewhere else. So I was almost like it ain't even worth going over and picking the stuff up, but she said it ain't no better nowhere else. So just go ahead and get what we can get while we can get it.
Same here, same at the house. I mean, that's the same thing, so it's not just here.
The other day she was reading something to do with the way the port system is. When COVID hit, they quit training new employees, so they don't have enough employees to unload the ship to get the containers off of them so they can send the stuff out. So that's where some of the holdup's at, supposedly, but I really don't know. I mean, I just think there's a major break in the supply chain somewhere that's happened, because you can't tell me that many people's buying that much stuff at the same time.
HKX. I can tell you this much. For Matco, I can tell you that they are having a record year. What does that tell you on purchases? People are spending money, but everywhere you go is looking for help and begging for help. And where are they getting all this money is my question. And the supply chain, yeah, it's broke down because people ain't working, you know, even in overseas in the plants and things like that. They're not working like they were.
RCL for ID. Yeah, I'm right there with you. But I tell you what, if you figure out where they're getting this money from without having to work, please let me know. I'd like to sign up for that program.
I'd like to say that I would too, but I'm not willing to take the strings that come along with free money.
Right there with you. And I'd probably go stir crazy sitting around with nothing to do. As much as I'm moving and doing, it'd probably kill me to sit down and do nothing.
I guarantee you, after this weekend, my wife will be ready to boot me out of the house. 4 days of me around the house, she'll boot me. So I'm right there with you. But I'm going to have to say 7-3 is the other distributor's pulling in now, so I'm going to take care of business and get on out of here. Russell, good talking to you. Don, or Bob, I believe it was, if you're still in there listening, 7-3 is to you. And 7-3 is gentleman, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
Patrick, 7-3 is to you. Hope you have a good afternoon. A safe trip home. This is K2RCL. I'll be monitoring mobile for a few more minutes.
KO4, UNI, handheld radio check.
Hey, K8HAN, I'm over here on Garlington Road off of Woodruff Road in Greenville. You're coming through a little staticky.
Hey, I'm on my radio's got a J-pole wire in and I'm trying out. Did you say K-A-H-A-N?
Roger, Kilo 8 Hotel Alpha November. My name is Brian and I'm mobile 2. I built one of those and had to mess with it a little bit to clean it up a little, but it's working really good now.
Nice, I'm over in Easley area, Hodgersville.
Into the repeater. I don't know where the noise is coming from. Sometimes here on Girlington Road, things can be a little staticky. If you want to keep talking after I get out here on Woodruff, it should clean up if that's the problem.
Sure. Talk to the wall here. It's also could be just the radio. I'm using a cheap sound bank, so I wouldn't be surprised if the radio isn't half the problem, but this antenna seems to be quite a difference on at least getting reception and getting transmit out.
Definitely working with me. I had to move around the connection a little up and down to try to tune it a little better. And they started with an SWR somewhere around 3, and I think now it's around 1.25, so it's much better now. And I use a 5-watt handheld too from Gower Estates here in Greenville over here by Lawrence Road, and it hits the repeater great.
Looking at maybe getting a mobile set up in the house. Got this to try everything out, see how I like this. I'm waiting on hopefully tomorrow, or not tomorrow, but Wednesday, I'm getting the IC735 to try the high frequencies out and see if I can get anything. Part of the problem I have here is they have the radiant sheathing on the back of the roof, so I have trouble getting signal in and out of here.
Apple radio will probably help you out. I just turned onto Woodruff Road and the static's about the same. Over there on Garlington, there's some kind of transmission. It might be the radio stations that are right there that interfere with the reception from the repeater, but it's not gone away, so there's something about either the radio or the antenna.
RCU.
Got the Destinate up here. I'm in northern Greenville County, up close to North Greenville University, and I'm getting the same amount of static on it. It's readable, just barely above the noise floor there. Maybe tune that antenna a little bit or check to see if that Bayfong's up to 5 watts. You might hit it a little bit better.
I think we might have lost the radio check there.
Still, yeah, I'll play around a little bit. Not sure what options I'll have on this. I don't have anything to actually hook it up to tune it much, so I'm just going on whoever built this antenna. Hopefully it's
transmission on it. Good job. It's working. It's just gotta figure out how to clean it up a little bit. I bought an SWR meter on eBay and just hooked it in between the radio and the antenna, and that told me all I needed to know that I needed to make some tweaks on it, and then I just messed with it until I got it right.
I was looking at some on Amazon and things like that. I'll check it out. What kind of meter did you get? Remember?
I think it's a Radio Shack. It was about maybe $20 or something like that when I found it as a used one, and I think it was made for CB radio, but it worked just the same.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I guess I'll go ahead and sign off here. So KO4, you and I, clear.
And I, nice talking to you. Good job on the antenna. You have a good day. It's KNHAN.
KO4RIM, this is K4RM Mobile. KO4RIM, this is K4RM Mobile. You by?
KO4RIM, can you hear me, over?
But you got a good bit of noise, a lot of bacon frying behind you, over.
Our signal report, we'll troubleshoot later. Talk to you a little later.
RM Mobile, clear.